Episode 212, The Greater Sum.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh, my goodness gracious, I have been waiting to chat with you. Do you have all day? Because really, could you just clear your calendar? I would love to chat with you. We need some absolute girl time. And when I say girl time, I'm talking like, we need like a major conference. We need to kind of shut the door and just say, come on in. I've got some major things here. And I really do. Today, I want you to know that I am coming from a place of gratitude, a place of just rawness, and being as real, if I'm not already real with you, because I feel like I'm real with you all the time, maybe too much, maybe a little loud, extra boisterous. But really, I just want to share my heart with you. And so today, we are going to chat about the greater sum. And believe it or not, that includes you. You are part of it. That's why you have to be here for this. I'm so thrilled that you have joined us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. I know I say it all the time. In fact, I feel like I say that exact same phrase over and over again. But I do. When I come here and I have this time with you, I do shut the rest of the world out. And I think about who you are and where you are in life and the challenges that you have and the celebrations that are going on and even the struggles and then just sometimes even just the crazy mundane things that you have to deal with in life because life happens. No, I am praying for you and thinking about you and that I definitely want the absolute utmost best for you. Okay, now I'm really not going to get into a lot of the domestic beauties today because if you don't know, you're going to hear it at the end, but you know where to find me at createyournow.com. I really just want to share my heart today. And so we're not going to do the domestic beauties. We're just going to kick that dust underneath the carpet and we're going to leave it there. And you have my permission to do the same thing. All right, so pull up a chair. Grab your drink. I've got my water here, and I am ready to chat. Actually, I've got my water and my ocean view, which I am loving it right now. And I think maybe that's what, for me, is God is revealing things to me in a mighty way through people and in just different interactions. I love to be out in nature, and he just has a way of stirring things within me. And I just really wanted to share it with you. I titled this episode, The Greater Sum, because I really believe that we here, we, you, me, everybody who's listening around the world, we are part of the greater sum. And I don't know about you, but you know, growing up, I can remember looking back and on it, there was, you know, you always would have those groups of girls. Now, I'm talking about the good girls, not the bad girls and just the popular girls, but the girls who made an impact, made a difference. And I considered them kind of the in crowd. I was kind of the weird one, meaning I wanted to be with the true women that impacted others. I wanted to be part of the leadership group. I never wanted to be part of just those, you know, whoop-de-doo, how do you do, popular girls. That wasn't it. Most of the time, that wasn't me. I was the non-popular one, and probably they were spreading more rumors about me. And I never lived anywhere long enough to have much happen. And so I just had friends all over the world, but I really wanted to be a part of women who had this desire to help and serve others. It was this attraction thing, you know, it was a magnetism, so to speak. And they wanted to make a difference, whether they were in kindergarten and they wanted to help somebody with their homework, or whether or not they were in high school and they were leading in their student council. It amazes to me that as we get older, we as women still need that. We still look for that. And some of us are so blessed that we find that group of women. Maybe we find it in the church. Maybe you find it within your small neighborhood community. Maybe it's you go to a gym or you're part of a yoga class and you guys have just kind of bonded together. Or maybe it started at your child's daycare and you guys have just kind of moved through life together and you found that you've got these 4 to 5, 6 women that just, man, it's just like you get together and it's like, oh, fire, and it's good fire. It's not any of this negative pulling down. However, on the flip side of it, you get the ones that are still searching for that. They desire to have that in their life, but they're still kind of floundering. They don't know. And sometimes they end up with the wrong crowd. And not necessarily the wrong as in they're going to go and do drugs type of wrong crowd. It's just that they're not clicking and their soul is not being fed. They're beginning to feel empty inside. And other things then begin to happen and challenges come, you know, come forward and they have no one to turn to. And they begin, you know, their life becomes very empty. Even though it's not, there could be children and a husband, but it's just not living a fulfilling life. And to me, that just breaks my heart. It tears me. And I think about you, a sweet sister in Christ. And I think about how important that is. From the very beginning of this podcast, I really, when I started this and I had kind of this vision, all right, I mean, I would say it's more of a vision than just a dream because it's so much bigger than a dream. God has shown me things. And he showed me not necessarily individual women's faces, but he has named a few of you. Believe it or not, he has. And in fact, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. But I must tell you this, that there's a very sweet sister in Christ of mine who reminded me today how important it is to belong, to kind of like be a part of the club, you know, be a part of the in crowd. Now, of course, I'm meaning that in the positive sense, right? We're not talking about popular. We're talking about the women of impact. Those who really want to make a difference. And this sweet sister, you know, she really pointed out how important it is to belong, to have that feeling of being a part of something greater than oneself. So as after our discussion and all, because it went on for some time, and after our discussion, I was reflecting on, which I tell you all to do all the time, right, is to reflect. And so I found myself going, okay, I need to reflect on this. Lord, what is it that you're putting on my heart? You're stirring something deep within. It's there, but now it's moving even more. And it's amazing to me how God has placed his hand within this podcast and how he's orchestrated it and how it has come from literally just being a figment of my imagination, meaning like, oh yeah, that'd be really cool to have a podcast and talk to everybody around the world, to, oh my gosh, I'm really doing this. And now it's like, I am way into over 200 episodes and I'm like, whoa, women of impact. And you are a part of that. That is just like, blah. Literally, it makes me speechless. I can't write words on the paper to describe how I feel, but I'm in such awe by it. You see, there are women all over this world coming together virtually, and I believe specifically that you, yes, you have someone praying for you, and you don't even know their name, but God does. Is that not awesome? That is awesome because you're not walking life alone. Even though at times you may feel like you're walking alone, you are not. That single pair of footprints that you see in the sand, God is carrying you. You have a family there. Maybe you haven't felt like belonging to someone that really, gosh, you long for something, but being a part of a family, you really don't know what that feels like. Not everybody is blessed with that. And praise the Lord, I am one who has a very close-knit family. We are not a perfect family by any means. Oh my goodness, we have the dirty laundry, not literally, but figuratively. We have it all. But one thing we do know is that we stand by each other and we help each other through all the different struggles and pain that we go through all the amazing celebrations. And I mean, just party after party, through the tears and with the joys. It is awesome, but not everyone has that. You see, you all are a part of my family. And I've told you this over and over again. I tell you almost every single time at the top of the podcast that you are. There's this sense of sisterhood. And I love that. And my sister in Christ reminded me of that today. She was like, Christiane, you don't know how deep this is and how good of a feeling it is about belonging. And it is, I mean, it's just, it's precious. It's precious platinum that I think some of us who have it, we take for granted. And for those who don't, we keep searching and longing for it and hurting for it. And one thing I want for you all is I want you to feel part of this family. I want you to be something greater than just you. You are part of the greater sum. You help lift people up. You are actually empowering other women. When you hear this podcast, you may be thinking about the situation that you're in, but as you're thinking about that, I just know deep down you're thinking, oh my gosh, if another woman is going through this, I only can imagine. That is sisterhood. A sisterhood is a community of like-minded women linked by a common interest. That's what sisterhood is. That's what family should be. But sisterhood is so much deeper. And to me, sisterhood is so grounded in God's love, in God's grace, and in his mercy. You probably have heard of the saying, the sum is greater than all its parts, or Aristotle says, the whole is more than the sum of all its parts. This has been broken down over the years, I mean, obviously over the centuries, I'm really old now, the centuries. And seriously though, the sum is greater than all its parts, or the whole is more than the sum of all of its parts. When you're a part of the family, a part of the sisterhood, you're not just impacting your life and the people that you touch, but you're impacting your sisters around the world. Can I get an amen for that? And to me, that is just And I really hope you're listening to this with an open mind, because if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, that's okay. I still want you here because I still love you. I'm not judging you for your beliefs, no. But know that this is where I'm coming from. And a lot of the women who listen to this podcast are coming from. And I just think there's something special and unique about this community here, this family, as I call it. And I want to take it one step further, and I want it to be a sisterhood. I want it to be something that is greater than just you or I or Kathy or Christy or Wendy or Crystal. I want it to be bigger than the sum of all of its parts. Why? Because I believe that it is, and I know you believe it is. Because why? God's hand is in it. Now, I really don't have a kiss today, except for this, to tell you how much I love you from the bottom of the ocean floor and to the moon and back. And I don't know what it is, but God is just telling me that you are family. You are sisterhood. And Create Your Now needs to be more than just, quote unquote, a podcast. It's bigger than that. And I want you to feel that it's bigger than that. So I've been telling you that there are changes around the corner. And you know, I am one person right now. I have not said anything that I've got this huge team behind me. The huge team is my family, my five children, and my wonderful, amazing husband. Okay? That's the team that you have right now. But you know what? It's not just that team, because you are on the team, baby. You are. You are part of the sisterhood. And so really your kiss today, the Keep It Simple strategy is this, which is really a challenge. I want to challenge you. Where is God challenging you in sisterhood? Where is God challenging you in belonging? What is it that he is stirring within your heart? Today was me sharing the greater sum. Sharing that it's not just a one-person team. Because team doesn't have I in it, does it? It doesn't. You see, we are all women of impact. We're sisters of impact. Oh, love it. Sisters of impact. I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation. When you pray for others, you are empowering them. And they may not even know it, but I guarantee you they're feeling it. Having this sisterhood around the world is amazing. So this is where I want to challenge you, okay? Number one is, where is God challenging you? Okay, that's my number one question. The second question I have for you is, I want you to get on, I'm actually writing a note here. Believe it or not, we are live and I am writing a note. Okay, we're not definitely live, but I'm recording this live, so I had to write a note. I want you to use the hashtag, because I know you guys are all so much better than this. I want you to use the hashtag Sisters of Impact, okay? And I want you to put out there on social media, wherever your social media is, and I want you to use hashtag Sisters of Impact. And that will just allow me to kind of see what's happening out there. And maybe it's simply that you make a statement, I'm praying for Sisters of Impact. Maybe it's something that happened within your family and you just do hashtag Sisters of Impact. It doesn't have to be directly related to the podcast. Does that make sense? It's life. Because you see, sisters care about each other. Sisters care about life. Because your life is impacting others. You need to know that. You need to know that God has created you for a purpose, on purpose. You are not a mistake, and you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are a courageous woman who is ready to say, Lord, take me. Here I am. I don't know where I'm headed on this journey, but I am here. Hashtag Sisters of Impact. Whatever's going on, if you're just making just a little tweet and you've got room to put Sisters of Impact, then put it on there. Let's begin to touch the world bigger than what we already are, okay? And know that, yes, I have told you things are coming around the corner. I promise you they are. That this one-person team here is having a little more difficulty on the computer side because it takes me longer. I still have a family I need to care for. I do have to take a break once in a while and eat and maybe even go to the bathroom. So does things take a little bit longer than what you hope or what you plan for? Yeah, unfortunately, my hands up high. Yes, it does. So I so appreciate you enduring your patience with me. And knowing that you're giving me grace and that, yeah, maybe I'm not all in yet having everything up to speed as fast as I would like it to be, because you see, that's when God and I have a chat and he takes me by the reins and says, who's at the helm here, lady? And I'm reminded, oh, yep, got it. Okay, I'm letting go. But we all can work together. So I ask you today, number one, where is God challenging you? Number two, use in your social media, Sisters of Impact, okay? And number three, I want to ask that you be praying for Create Your Now. I want you to be praying for your sisterhood. I want you to be praying for the greater sum, because I'm telling you right now, God is stirring and he is moving, And I cannot wait to see what he has in store. I love you so very much. I truly do. And I am so honored. And it is truly a pleasure that you are part of the greater sum here at Create Your Now. I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll chat real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.